Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, chances are good you can call into Free Talk Live 7 days a week and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And J-Love.
And as I said, anyone's free to call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about, and that includes people who are inmates at correctional facilities. I believe this is my first time using this new system here, J-Love, so you'll forgive me. Bradley, can you hear me? Let's push that button again. Bradley, now can you hear me? Oh, shoot. Well,
that was exciting.
Yeah, I don't know how to make that particular button work. Maybe, Chris, you know how to which button to push here? Yeah, push that phone button. Now, let's try it, Bradley. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What's on your mind, Bradley? Sorry about the confusion.
Well, I called in today because I wanted to talk about an organization I helped start called Prisoners for Liberty.
Prisoners for Liberty, okay.
Cool.
What are you guys doing?
It was, well,
you're not rushing the fence or anything, right?
No. No, we educate people about the ideas of liberty.
Okay.
We got, like, maybe about a dozen people in one correctional facility. These are all libertarians that are, they're all interested in helping the cause. Believe it or not, prison's actually a pretty fertile ground for these ideas.
You know, I heard about the ideas of liberty by talking to correctional officers, actually. Those are the ones that educated me about the topic, and, you know, they're very convincing folks.
I'm not too surprised, actually. We gave a copy of the world's smallest political quiz to a CO, and he actually scored libertarian.
I'm sure. Wow. Yeah, law enforcement tends to be that way until they start. Till you start talking about their union.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is that it doesn't help when you have a lot of libertarians that, when they kind of the way they talk, they're anti-government or they're anti-cop, and that really doesn't help things. So a lot of these people are just regular everyday people just trying to do a job.
Yep, just people doing a job. It's absolutely true.
But we're doing pretty good. We're only a couple months old now, and our meeting sizes are pretty good. Actually, I just got back from a meeting.
So is it just at your prison, or is this some national organization? I imagine it's difficult to nationally organize as convicts.
Yeah, it's just at this prison right now. We want to get 501c3 status eventually, but that's hard to do when you're inside prison.
I imagine it is. And what prison is it?
Parnell Correctional Facility at Jackson, Michigan.
Okay.
Is that a federal prison?
Is that federal or state?
Yep. State.
State prison? Gotcha. Oh, very good.
Level one prison. It's the lowest level of security.
What are you hoping for from people on the outside?
Well, if anybody is interested in helping, and I mean anybody, we could use any kind of help. If they want to run our Facebook page, because if you go on Facebook and you look at us, it's not very professionally put together. So if somebody wants to moderate our Facebook page, create a website, if they want to help us with more complicated things like getting us 501c3 status or sending us literature that we can pass out in here, anything.
I could put the word out for people with those skills.
Yeah.
I got your page.
And that's
right
what
now.
He's done here too.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Bradley, and all the best in there. And don't drop the soap or whatever. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, it's an outreach organization, and, you know, there's people that got some time to study. They've got the time to read Rothbard and Ludwig von Mises, so it's a good thing. Speaking of people who should do some reading, Beto O'Rourke here has claimed that he's prepared to take people's AR-15s and AK-47s, and that's because they're weapons of war, and Chris, you had mentioned that, in fact, the AR-15 was made for the civilian market.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got some thoughts on this, he says he wants to bring together a national conversation of Republicans, Democrats, gun owners, and non-gun owners alike. But it doesn't, I mean, like, he says that at the end, but
First he says he's going to confiscate these weapons, and then he says he wants to have a conversation.
Yeah.
That's not a conversation.
It's not really how it works.
I mean, you can have a conversation as you're confiscating people's guns, but, you know, the way it's being used here suggests that everybody gets an equal share at the table, and honestly, I don't want people to have an equal share of my rights.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a right. It's not a law. What does the Second Amendment grant you? The Second Amendment doesn't do anything. It tells government what they can't do. That's
but they
the
did.
Difference.
And there's 20,000 gun laws in this country.
Right.
Second Amendment's very clear, shall not be infringed. So there's 20,000 laws infringing.
Right.
So I don't even understand how those things can hold up in a court of law. I mean, I presume gun owners have had lots and lots of lawsuits. I can't understand how these things could go to a court of law and say, look, it says shall not be infringed. This is an infringement. You can't do this.
Well, lawyers, and by lawyers I mean judges,
they are lawyers.
they want to come up with something to make everybody happy. Or if they tend to be more conservative in their views, they want to make people happy that way. Or
liberal in the other way.
It's the same thing. And it's just people have gotten used to judges making decisions that, you know, they hope are going to go their way, and most of these things don't. The Constitution is not a complicated.
It wasn't intended to be complicated.
It was intended for the average person on the street to be able to read, and that's what it is.
If they would have written the Second Amendment differently, that it didn't guarantee the right to keep and bear arms, I wonder if the Constitution would have been voted in. Remember, the Constitution was voted in. By the states, not by people. I mean,
well, it was voted in with the promise that it would include a Bill of Rights.
Yeah, that was going to be clear and sacrosanct.
And that was the deal. That was the deal that got some of these states and the Anti-Federalists to sign up and say, yeah, we support this too, because you are going to do a Bill of Rights. If you're not going to do a Bill of Rights, then deal's off, we're out of here. That's what Virginia said. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. That's what all these people said.
And there's one thing that I do agree with Beto O'Rourke on, is that, look, I understand. Maybe you consider the Second Amendment to be archaic and an anachronism, and that life is different now. All right, I do too. Maybe you're uncomfortable with the notion of people with, you know, strong mental illnesses carrying around handguns. I am. Maybe the Second Amendment needs to be rewritten. I'm fine with that. But at that point, there is a system for amending the Constitution of the United States.
Yep.
And you need to go through that system. You can't just write a law that says we're taking this kind of weapon or this kind of bump stock or, you know, this accessory or whatever. You know, you can't just change things and then, you know, the president can't hand down an edict. Congress can't just pass a law. The Constitution says something. And today we're playing Constitution, and if you want to play the game of Constitution, then you need to change the Constitution. If not, whatever you're doing is illegal, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. The Constitution was purposely designed to be difficult to change. These were going to be laws that would take a real effort to do it, to make any change. The last constitutional amendment we passed, I think it was the 26th Amendment, was passed in the 90s. I think 1993 they finally got all the votes for that. Do you know when that one was proposed?
No, probably in the 70s.
It was proposed in 1791.
Gosh.
It took almost 200 years,
right.
Over 200 years, to get the votes necessary to make it law. That's how tough it is.
And, you know, some states are even more clear. New Hampshire says that every man has the right to keep and bear arms in protection of his life, family, and the state, or something like that. I mean, it could not be more clear.
Yeah.
It should say every, as far as I'm concerned, man isn't the most clear term, right? Like, shouldn't women have be mentioned there, too? Man or woman has the right to, you know, keep and bear arms for whatever, right? I mean, but I get that man is a term that can be non-gender, and I'm fine with that. But I'm just saying it couldn't be much more clear. The keep and bear arms, comma, you know, and then the militia. It's a little less clear in today's modern parlance.
Pennsylvania's got a real clear one.
But they still have laws.
Right to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned.
Right.
I like that one.
Not even to question it, but they did.
Uh-huh.
And their legislators have passed laws. How do they get away with it? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Libertarianism is about living in a more free society. But what about living a free life? If you're stuck in a job, business, or relationship where you're not free, what good is a free society to you? You can live a more free life. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey.
Talk Live. Live Saturday night edition. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
This is Chris.
And, well,
J-Love.
Yeah, well, let's just go right to the call because I've got somebody on the Discord and I don't know how to mute them. So, Tritium, we're going to you. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, man. Oh, that's crazy. Sorry, yeah, if you wanted to mute me. That's funny. I just wanted to call about something I was thinking about yesterday. Sorry, I was having a little dinner there. Something I was thinking about last night, actually, about this time. You know, people say that there's take some issue or another issue with people in Muslim countries or Muslim majority countries or governments, and people, of course, equate governments and countries as they typically do.
Right, they say Muslim countries, right?
Well, in their own country and their own people as well. But, you know, what the reality is being a Muslim and knowing a lot of people that are not, you know, native-born Americans, but are, you know, from overseas. And a lot of people I know are actually on student visas and stuff, not just immigrants that have been here for, you know, plurality of years. But, it's you're talking about people that are under some of the most nastiest authoritarian governments in the world, which has some of the least personal freedoms, and these governments are almost all entirely supported and backed by the United States. So I don't know the idea that these people hate us. I mean, there might be a resentment among people for the support from, State Department, government, CIA and stuff, but there's certainly these governments and these countries are actually very closely aligned. Matter of fact, they have a lot of military officers and personnel that come here for training.
Oh, yeah. The U.S. military is running around and doing all kinds of training with despotic regimes all over. And I can totally see how somebody is left confused and upset that a country that fought a revolutionary war against a king can go out there and simply support, like, without basically unqualified support for countries that, you know, that have kings. You know, Saudi Arabia has a king. Doesn't make any sense at all to me. It has despotic rulers and all kinds of situations. That this is un-American. It is contrary to what this country was founded upon, which was the idea that people have rights and that, that they can rule themselves and, you know, these sorts of things. And the idea that we as a country, that the United States of America, claims to represent Americans when it goes abroad and just throws all those values in the dirt in order to secure important things like, oil and other, you know, military assets, things like that. I get it. I mean, I understand what they're doing. But when you compromise your values, if you compromise one value, you'll compromise them all.
Right.
And once you begin compromising them, you might as well just get rid of them. You might as well just, you know, call yourself what you are. You're a myrmidon. You're a shill.
Right.
And if these countries did not get the United States support, maybe they would feel some pressure to cease being whatever they are. But I suspect, this is just me, wild speculation, that in large part 9/11 occurred because the United States government, not me, the United States government chose to support Saudi Arabia's king and all these despots in all these different countries, because these people are desperate. How are you going to bring about political change in the Middle East without taking the United States out of the equation? And I can't imagine how they do it. The fact even Iran has its F-4s or whatever, F-5s that's flying around. They're from the United States. They might be 40 years old, but they're still from the U.S.
Yeah, these people, don't have the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Eighth and Seventh, and all the ones, cruel and unusual punishment, bail, and all this stuff. You know, you actually think that these are Muslim countries. They're ruled by, American puppet dictators. You go to the mosque too much, you'll get spoken to, you'll get into a room with some guys that do some nasty things to you, get you a
really? In Saudi wedding. Arabia, you would get in trouble for going to the mosques too much?
Not in Saudi Arabia, but okay. In a lot of these other countries. A lot okay. of these other countries, that's, that they will, and even them, and if you go to the place that says where they say the wrong thing, because, you know, they're all employed, all these preachers are employed by the king. They always say things, oh, yeah, got to be the king, you know, obviously.
Right.
Like in a lot of countries. But I'll tell you, I live in a university, my Islamic community is centered around a university here, and even people from overseas, studying from overseas, like a lot of our congregation are, even these people might avoid the mosque because they're afraid somebody might inform on them, not to the U.S. government, but to their own government and tell them they might be, you know, radicalized or wanting some kind of change or in the political change over there. And organizing and talking, and then when they come back, they'll be taken to a rather unpleasant place.
Right. I've got to say, if I were, if I was a Muslim, I wouldn't be going back to the homeland. You know, many Americans can go back. Maybe they're first generation, maybe they're zero generation. Like they came over here, they're immigrants or whatever, and they go back to the homeland. I have a friend who's from Poland. He goes back relatively regularly to Poland. One of the reasons is dental work's really cheap there. And but if I was from a Muslim country, I don't think I'd ever go back because I'd be terrified of what would happen if I did.
Or could you ever get back here?
Right.
So it might be a one-way trip.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Tridium.
Yeah, I mean, you have some freedoms here, but once you start crossing borders, even the U.S. is not going to be that friendly to you also.
Right. I mean, you know, I cross borders now, and they're not that friendly to me. It doesn't feel very good as an American citizen coming back into the country, you know, being asked a bunch of questions. Well, what are you doing out there? And, you know, and when I go into other countries, who are these bureaucrats and why are they asking me questions? Who are these people?
Right.
It's none of their business why I'm here. Are you here for business or pleasure? Well, I'll probably do both. I mean, is that the best question you got?
Yeah, and they're...
How long are you going to be here? Well, you know, probably a couple weeks. You know, where are you staying? I don't know the address of the hotel. Is that what you're asking me?
Got to protect our borders, Mark.
Right. I don't get it. But, hey, I get it. This is it, right? Like, we're moving from this old system of master and servant to a new system of human freedom. And the vestiges are going to hang on. And, frankly, the state is the master of the masters. And we never gave that up. If you've got to pay income tax, you're paying an amount of on your labor, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying on your labor, I mean, you know, that's what a slave is. It's somebody that I put to work and then to extract the value of their labor from them.
Well, Mark, it's the price we pay for our democracy.
I thought you were going to say freedom. Because it's not that. And the United States is a democracy. It has a democratic way of electing its liars and thieves.
Supposedly, we're a republic, but evidently we couldn't keep it.
Well, there's evidence for that, too.
Yep.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. That's why Tritium sounded so good. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince has told President Trump the kingdom is willing to respond to the latest attacks by Yemeni rebels on its oil facilities. The Iran-backed Houthi group has used drones to attack the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry. Saudi analyst Robert McNally says one of the places attacked was vital.
Not only does it control about 5% of global supply,
But more importantly, it controls most of what we call spare production capacity, that ability to bring on extra oil if there's a disruption.
Saudi Arabia is now announcing what it calls a temporary halt in the facility's oil production after the attack. Tropical storm Umberto is now bringing tons of rain to the Bahamas, which was just hit by Hurricane Dorian only 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Free to call in, talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And J-Love.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been across the board tonight from Beto O'Rourke wanting to take your AR-15 and AK-47s to, I don't know, a possible American Civil War and gay presidents. Yeah. That's Free Talk Live for you. On a Saturday night, we're going to get a bunch of calls from a bunch of different places on a bunch of different topics.
Neat.
And, yeah, I'm going to get to the calls here real quick. But, J-Love, we invited you in to sit with us, and I just wanted you to tell people about what you do for a living and what you do to make the world a better place.
Oh, well, I do know about that. So I have... actually recently quit my slave job to go full-time with my entrepreneurial ventures, and right now that is currently my CBD-infused high-performance butter coffee concentrate packs, and it's called Love Java.
I'm holding one in my hand right now.
Yay, awesome.
Nice.
It says here, infused with love. Important.
Of course.
Premium origin cold brew coffee, grass-fed butter, MCT oil. What's that?
Medium chain triglycerides from coconut oil.
Okay. Kid mm-hmm. Sweet.
Kid Sweet is actually Bill McGonigal's product. It is a keto-friendly sweetening alternative that tastes delicious, nice. Almost like sugar.
And some cocoa powder.
Yep.
And then CBD.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's easy to make into a coffee.
Absolutely. So basically...
this is this stuff that's been called What do they call it?
Bulletproof?
Bulletproof coffee. Uh-huh. Yeah, that term out.
Essentially, yes. This is my own brand of Bulletproof. There are actually many butter coffee brands now, and I have innovated on that with the CBD infusion.
Right.
And future is looking good for a exclusive sativa-strained THC-infused version. Hell yeah. So that's exciting, and I basically have produced a concentrate pack so that people can make this at home without having to buy all the ingredients and mix them up. You just put the concentrate pack in your mug and add hot water, and you've got your superfood breakfast in a cup for the whole day. Keeps you healthy and smart and full, and you're basically taking advantage of an intermittent fat fasting protocol if you have it for breakfast, which can totally change your life. I call it the gateway to your health freedom.
I'm very interested in trying this out. You're getting a decaffeinated version for me.
Yeah, I recently started taking decaf. I'll totally do that.
Yeah, so let's go to the phone. So we got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Good example for you, what your government does for a living. You remember, well, first of all, under the heading, once again, special agent in charge of the FBI in the New Mexico region, upon retirement a few years back, said that New Mexico, he said it to a reporter, was going on the record. The reporter said New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, bar none. And it just proves itself over and over again. You remember when the public radio station that hosts NPR, but is owned, operated by the taxpayers of the state of New Mexico, KUNM, which is the University of New Mexico radio station, when they have a call-in program called Let's Talk New Mexico, and they banned me from calling into their, you know, they solicit callers, you know, call in and we're talking about this subject. We have this guest, this senator, this whatever, call in and comment or ask your questions, except if your name is on a blacklist that we maintain and my name is on that list because they don't like my political ideas.
I think this is a fascinating story because here what you have is you have all the airwaves are supposed to be public. I don't believe that crap, but that's what they say. And this is a public university taking the public airwaves with a public servant on the air calling for the public to call in, and then they ban somebody from talking. It's one thing to say, "Oh, you've been on the air, you've said enough stuff, and goodbye," or whatever. It's another thing entirely to just say, "Nope, you can't call." And it's the whole public aspect of this. If you've got a private radio station where a private individual is going on and they're giving their opinion on something, sure, you can choose not to take somebody.
Right.
But when you take this whole representative angle and then choose to exclude a portion of the public willfully, that's a tough situation to justify.
To defend, yeah. Right. We have, I can think of one individual that has been banned for most of the time I've been on the air.
Yep, for threatening hosts.
For threatening, you know, and that's like threatening violence. Okay, I understand that, but we try to take David's calls, and we know what you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about something going on in New Mexico.
Right. Okay. So anyway, so the on top of what Mark just said, add to that when I call in, I don't call in unless it's a political issue or a legal issue, and half the time when they're speaking of something political or legal, half the time they will have a guest in that is also paid by the taxpayers, and they may even have been elected by the taxpayers. So you need to add that factor into it as well. And that's the only times that I call is if it's political or legal, because the only reason that I've ever called into any radio station in the last 10 years is because the state of New Mexico illegally trafficked my children, which, like I said, I proved by winning a unanimous appeal at the Court of Appeals in New Mexico, so I can say it. And that's the only reason I call in. And here there's a new development. They remember that they summoned me to court and they sent it to the wrong address, and so then they issued a warrant because I didn't show up in court, and they arrested me and threw me in jail for 3 days.
For what? For what?
Because I had missed a court hearing that I didn't know about. Because
and what was that for?
And Pardon?
What was that court case for? The court hearing for?
It was for this. This is public record. So
is this for the kids or is this for the radio station? I'm a little confused.
The radio station. The radio station called their private police force, the University of New Mexico Police Force, and made a report to the University of New Mexico Police Force, asking them to arrest or summon me, David Olson, to court. Because I refused to take no for an answer when my publicly owned, taxpayer-owned and operated radio station told a citizen, being me, that I can't call in like everybody else can call in. I refused to take no for an answer, and since I continued to call, they called the cops, their private police.
So what happened at this court situation when you finally did show up?
When I finally did show up, in weighing all of my different options, I decided that they agreed and I agreed that I would continue to do what I'd already been doing for 2 years and not bothering to call them, even though I didn't know that there was a warrant for my arrest. But I agreed that I would continue to not call them until December of this year, and then the whole thing would just be dropped. And so that's what that happened. But
so in January you can call?
What number would you be calling to, by the way? Because we might have some callers who are interested in calling up and talking
about
it.
Yeah, on Thursdays, KUNM.org is the radio station, publicly owned, and their program, they have a page there. It's Let's Talk New Mexico. That's easy to find.
Every
Thursday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. my time, which is
Mountain time?
Yeah, Mountain time. They have Let's Talk New Mexico, and they invite everybody to call in, so you're welcome to do that. And the phone number is online. But
perfect. We'll find it. Hey, David, can I ask you another question? It's sort of unrelated to what you're talking about, but Sarah from New Mexico, you...
Mm-hmm. Any idea what has happened to her?
She hasn't called in months.
She must be boycotting you because I heard her voice this morning on the local radio.
Okay. Yeah. As long as she's well, that's my only concern. Thanks for the call, appreciate it. She used to be a really steady caller, and then...
Like every day.
And then after this summer, we haven't heard from her at all. I guess I just kind of thought maybe something bad had happened.
Yeah, glad to hear she's still calling.
We all will die at some point. Remember, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talk about what you want to talk about. Phone lines are open. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Mark with you.
Chris.
J-Love.
Want to talk to you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a product that we were introduced relatively recently by a friend of the show, and he is actually puts together our podcast digest. And his name's Riley Blake, and he's a blind guy, but he's great with audio work, and he also happens to work at Balance of Nature. He does audio work for them too. They do a lot of advertising on the radio. He hooked us up with them, and what I think is so awesome is that Balance of Nature has these fruit capsules and veggie capsules of theirs.
Ooh.
You take three fruit capsules and three veggie capsules, and you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. And we all know some days are better than others when it comes to getting our proper nutrition in. And if you didn't feel like you got your proper nutrition, bang, you can take care of it with these fruit and veggie caps. You can go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. That's the bonus for being a preferred customer. It's a limited time offer, so don't wait. It's balanceofnature.com, and when you have to use the coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL at balanceofnature.com. And I've been taking this product. You know, some days, like I said, some days they're better than others when it comes to fruits and vegetables, and I like it. I think it's a good product.
I like the fact that I was expecting crazy tastes.
No.
And I will say there's a good taste to the fruit one. Mm-hmm. The vegetable one has sort of a vegetable-y taste to it, sometimes when I swallow the pill.
In a capsule?
Yeah, but it's...
It kind of comes through, maybe.
Well,
yeah, and
I hate it when that happens.
The fruits and vegetables, I mean, that's all that's in this, guys. I mean, it's just
So there's
just
a
food.
Separate capsule for fruit and vegetables?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, good, because I don't like them mixed together. In fact, I don't like it when people say fruits and vegetables together like it's
They're
the
different
same
things.
Category, because right. They are not.
You don't like strawberry kale?
I do. I just when kidding. People say get your fruits and vegetables in, I want to get lots of vegetables and a little bit of fruit, maybe.
Yeah, some fruits, lots of veggies.
Fruit's my dessert, nature's candy.
Agreed. The number, 855-450-3733. J Love, you brought in a topic here that is sure to engender some disputes. You know, maybe even on the air. I don't know. Here, it's vaccines, and there have been some states,
right,
that around the nation that mm-hmm. have changed their rules mm-hmm. in a variety of different ways, intending that parents have fewer and fewer opportunities to opt their kids out of vaccines.
Right.
So I know California is one of them, and you say yeah. Maine also?
Yes, right after I moved to Maine.
Can you tell me some of the way these rules worked out?
In New York as well, and I believe there is one or two others, but I do have articles up here from New York and Maine.
Can we just cover what the actual dispute is? I mean, some people say mm-hmm. vaccines are great. I've never had rubella. I've never had the mumps.
Measles, mumps, or rubella, right?
So to speak. Yeah, so that's kind of bad, and or kind of good, and if everybody's vaccinated, then nobody would get those diseases. Now, that's the world I grew up in back in the 1700s. Now, it's changed to me in the fact that when my son started getting vaccines, he didn't get three or four like I did. He was
74.
Getting, that's what it's up to now.
Yes.
So that makes me wonder, too. So,
and a lot of times they go right after, you know, the doctors realize that they may not see an infant again for a long time.
Right.
So they'll take them when they got them, the 2 days that they're in the hospital after birth,
yeah,
and they'll shoot them up with
so,
a bunch of stuff.
So, like, last night I was on a show called Abstract Transmissions, and that host told me that he did allow some vaccines. He picked and chose the ones he wanted, and he absolutely said no way when they tried to stick his newborn baby right after it was born.
Right, and I think that a lot of parents are, you know, it seems, I don't know whether they're right, but it seems reasonable to be concerned mm-hmm. with all of that medication at once. Or,
right.
You know, I mean, no one's going to claim that vaccines aren't a medical procedure.
Right.
And no one's going to claim that medical procedures don't have some level of risk.
True. Sure.
So I think that, you know, the idea with vaccines is that we're administering these things to the masses with the intention of, you know, the strong surviving and being disease-free in this way in right. order to protect the weak that can't get vaccines. But one
like,
of the things is we don't know who those people are. Who's
and
the
in
weak
response
ones?
To what you're saying, too, like if everybody's vaccinated, nobody gets sick. But the thing is that how is my unvaccinated child going to get your vaccinated child sick?
Right.
Well, they do talk about herd immunity and that there's, yes. even though you've taken the vaccine, there's some chance of you getting it. But,
yeah.
like, the measles cases that they're talking about half of the people who are getting them.
They have vaccines.
Have had vaccines. And, you know.
So why are we doing this?
And getting all whipped up about measles seems strange to me. The, the fatality rate with measles is well less than 1%.
Right.
Sure.
So you're not talking about a particularly deadly disease here. I mean, polio.
Polio,
different story.
Smallpox.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
smallpox is eradicated thanks to vaccines. Yay!
Okay.
Or, you know, it's eradicated. You can determine whatever reason for yourself, but I presume it's because of vaccines. Polio's nearly eradicated. There's some places around the globe, mostly concentrated in the Pashtun region of Afghanistan and Pakistan, where it's not quite taken care of. And I guess the question I ask myself is that, If the polio vaccine has a some kind of consequence, let's say it's likely to kill you one in a million times.
Right.
What are the chances that my kid who lives in rural New Hampshire is going to get polio?
Well, I think this.
I think that the chances are very low, and if the chances are one in a million that he gets, you know, that he dies from the polio vaccine, and one in 10 million, 100 million that he gets polio,
right.
then I should not vaccinate him for polio. That's the, you know, from what I can tell, that's the vaccine line turned on its head.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, you know, with their numbers. And I can see why they want people to get polio vaccine. Sounds great. Because they don't have to deal with the, you know, whatever the consequences are. And we don't know what the consequences are all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend.
But we do know that the government is fully prepared to pay you for your dead and damaged children through the NVICP, National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
They say that while they talk about how safe these are.
Right,
this
and there's a special vaccine court that completely negates Big Pharma from any responsibility since 1986.
Right, it's a very interesting product, vaccines, because they have no the pharmacological companies have no responsibility for what goes on. They have this vaccine court. The pharmaceutical companies pay in whatever they pay in. They have to pay some certain amount in for their vaccines. Wow. And then that's it. That's how much money the court has. And, you know, the companies don't have to pay out in any way. We just saw with the OxyContin situation is that they're responsible for what they produce.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't have an OxyContin court or a program.
Don't give them ideas.
It may be coming down the pike. I don't know.
The acronyms will be all used up soon.
And it's, again, I'm not saying the vaccines don't do what they claim to do. Other people will claim otherwise. But let's say that they do what they say they're going to do. That doesn't mean that they don't do other things. And you can't use the scientific method to chase down all of these issues. So I think ultimately parents have to be able to make this decision. Yeah. And we're moving more and more towards a world where people don't want parents to be able to choose how their kids are raised.
Right.
Like in any way.
Yeah.
The health, the school, like they're just not even your property anymore.
Brave New World was a warning.
Not an operation manual.
If you let the government raise kids, the government is going to do a poor job of it.
Mm-hmm.
They take a look at everything they do.
That is part of why I'm here, because part of the thing that I was reading that was actually news from a little while ago, though, was like there is a call from conservatives and traditional homeschoolers that have generations of, you know, homeschooling saying, look, this is really bad. Like our children and our entire society is being destroyed because of public schooling. And that's why I just wrote an article about the call to opt out of public schooling after these exemptions have been removed, because the kids won't be allowed to go to public school or be part of even vocational programs later or any college later or whatever. I'm not really that concerned about it for myself. We have a lot of liberty people that, you know, want to see that repealed. And I don't really want to see it repealed, because I see it as an opportunity for us to put in some voluntary solutions.
What do you think? Do you think voluntary solutions are the right way to go on vaccines? Or do you think, well, we're just going to have to force people to do what we want them to do because it's important?
They know better than we do.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.